Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We all know that this is where you come for all of your medical information. As we are three doctors, it's a smart place to come.
Mm-hmm.
And we have breaking news. This is cutting edge medicine. That a unfortunately popular and often deadly form of cancer, we could be on the verge of finding a cure for it. Or at the very least, finding something that can stave off this cancer. The problem is how we do it. Let me tell you what cancer it is. It's prostate cancer. So it's something that affects, it's pancreatic cancer.
Pancreatic cancer. Okay.
Okay.
Which is very hard to beat, isn't it?
It is very hard to beat.
Okay.
And what they are finding now with new research is that there is a chemical found in this food that has been in front of us our whole lives.
Oh.
And all we have to do is just eat more of it on a regular basis, almost like it's medicine. Take one every day. And it's a sweet.
Really?
Yeah. And if you do that, the chemical found in it that's naturally there can help fight off pancreatic cancer. The problem is it's black licorice.
Oh.
And now I know there's probably some pervert out there right now going, I like black licorice.
Oh, my mother's one of those perverts. She's like, Oh, I love it.
Give me the black ones.
Right.
They always say that.
I'll have them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. God, and then their breath.
So you people are fine with your green teeth. Okay? It's the rest of us.
It's fun. Go ahead.
Can we get over our hatred of black licorice enough to eat it every day in order to fight Kevin pancreatic cancer?
I don't care. The taste is disgusting. Okay. I don't know anyone who would like it.
How hard does it fight against it?
Now, research is early, but experiments on mice have shown that a flavonoid in licorice root can kill pancreatic cancer cells. Okay.
So crush it up and put it in a pill.
So yeah. That's what they're saying. Is there a way that we can extract it? Think about that. How sad is it that our hatred of black licorice, the second they discovered this information, they were like, great guys, this is great. Hold on. You said black licorice?
Ooh.
Is there any way we can make it red? It has to be black.
And you, okay. How did you try red?
All right. This team right here, you guys, keep working on that. Yeah. That's really great. You guys, this half the room, stop working on that and come up with a way that we could somehow get the benefits without eating that disgusting black licorice.
The fact that we were even able to convince the world that black licorice was a candy.
I know.
Like, talk about the PR.
Black licorice clearly came out at a time when we had no candy. Like, the fact that it just existed and then somehow caught on, there were probably people that were just like, I mean, I hate its taste. I hate it. But it's sweet. It's very sweet. What is this called? Sugar? Sugar.
It seems like it should be in the camp of, like, in the olden days when they used to make you drink cod liver oil when you were sick.
Yeah. And this is how much they know that discovering this is just heartbreakingly not going to make a difference and move the needle. They have known for a long time that black licorice helps with your heart.
Okay.
And it also helps with your kidneys. Oof. We've known for years. Have you ever heard that fact before? Do you see commercials on TV? Ask your doctor if black licorice is right for you to start you on a diet of black licorice for your kidney problems. No, and you never will.
You know why? Because the black liquor lobbyists?
Yeah.
No, but they're dorks.
Right,
okay?
Of course.
When they come in, they're just like, oh my God, I can't believe they showed up. Look at them.
Oh,
look,
they smell.
Them.
They smell awful.
Oh God. And they think that they say they like it.
Look at their teeth. Their teeth are green.
How'd they even get those mice to eat it?
That's a great question, too. I mean, starve them? You know?
I've been hungry before, but not that hungry.
It's because mice are smarter than us. You
are
know?
They?
Oh, sure. We all know this country being a better place if we were run by mice.
And take that to the bank.
So anyway, if you are interested in fighting off heart disease, kidney problems, and now probably adding to the list pancreatic cancer, just eat fistfuls of black licorice, but you got to do it every day. And if you can do it, you'll be healthy, but you'll be gross.
Yeah.